It's a quarter.
Elizabeth, thank you for being so patient. What can I do for you?
Oh, I was just wanting to see if you would play a song for me, which is You're Beautiful, and I have a special story about that. And it happened to me in 1997.
So have you seen him again, or was it like the song where you just saw him once and that was it?
I, in 1997, was working at a police department as a victim's advocate. My boyfriend then was a police sergeant. I remember walking into his office one day, and I saw this very handsome man. And I looked at him, and it was a wow kind of thing. Introduced me. That was it. Went on. In about 2003, years later, passed by, I'm at a grocery store. And I see this man staring at me. I have no clue who he was, but I saw him. He's like, wow, he wowed me again. Eye contact. And I thought, what is he staring at?
Now, is this the same guy you saw in the office?
I didn't realize that until one day I'm driving. Months later, I'm like, I remember who that was. That's the guy in the office. I remembered his name at the time. Months go by. I walk into a friend's shop, and his friend says, I want you to meet someone. He's a police officer. I'm done with police officers. It's not going to happen. I said, but what's his name? He tells me his name. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's the same guy.
Okay, but tell me, are you together?
No.
So what, why don't you go back to his friend and say, I got to meet this guy. Is he single?
He's a widow. That's what I understand.
So what is stopping you?
I don't know. It's just one of those things.
Elizabeth. If you know where he is, if you know who he is, then stop wasting precious time, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Shoot, if he's a cop, take him a box of Krispy Kremes. Okay?
Yeah.
My life is brilliant.
shore. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man. But I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true. I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what to do, 'cause I'll never be with you. Yes, she caught my eye as we walked.
your requests and dedications on this March night. March comes in like a lion, goes out like a lamb, they say. Are you looking forward to spring, to daffodils and Easter and Passover and gardening? We'll be back. You're listening to Delilah. Sonoma County's one and only KZST.
That's Mike saying good morning. It's the best he can do right now. Yeah, not a cloud in the sky. What Mike could use is a fresh start. And Irish Spring Body Wash. The fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset Mike needs. Now he's ready
to go to work.
It's Sunday. Irish Spring. When the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring at Walmart today.
Hey, it's Tony. I'm here to tell you Jimmy is no longer with us. He stopped using the Zipa, and no one's seen him since. I know what you're thinking. What's a Zipa? Crazy name, right? Well, I asked the same thing. It's Happy Z spelled backwards. It stops your annoyance, snoring. Now they're telling me it's Zipa 91. It's 91%. That means it works for everybody. Other snoring solutions, not even close. So you're going to buy the one that works or the one that doesn't. You're smart. You're going to buy a Zipa 91. Hey, what happens if it doesn't work? Of course it's going to work. It's Zipa 91. Not only that, Zipa 91 has a 91-day money-back guarantee. Everybody else, only 30. Why? Because they don't work. Haven't your loved ones suffered enough? Get a Zipa 91 and get it now. Go to Zipa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. That's Zipa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. Remember, it's Happy Z spelled backwards.
Join Macy's and Girls, Inc. now during Women's History Month and help empower young women and girls. Throughout March, you can round up your in-store purchase to the nearest dollar or donate online to help us support Girls, Inc. Since 2020, we've raised over $5.7 million to prepare 220,000 Girls, Inc. participants to pursue their dreams. Give back today, shop women-owned brands, and find out how we're creating brighter futures for all at Macy's.com/purpose.
KCST.
Lady, when you're with me, I'm smiling. Give me sinking. Just touch me and my troubles all fade. Lady, from the moment I saw you standing, oh, 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 you gave all the love that I needed. So shy, like a child who had grown.
fully fit, you have to be physically fit. You also have to be mentally fit.
I wish that more warriors would realize how important it is that you get the psychological support that you need so that you can focus on the rest of your life.
I think it takes strength in order to admit that you have an issue, but it also takes intuitiveness of a friend, a leader, a supervisor to pick up on the signal that the soldier is having issues and needs to seek professional help in dealing with it.
It's also important for the lowest possible levels of leadership to be very supportive in helping their members get the help that they need.
When I went to get help, I had more help than I could have asked for from my entire command.
It's sometimes challenging to come to a senior staff member or senior officer in the unit with a problem. There's not a commanding officer out there or a leadership staff out there that doesn't want to help. So don't hesitate. Come ask.
Learn more by visiting www.realwarriors.net or calling 1-866-966-1020.
Sonoma County, you've been asking what the folks behind the KZST microphones look like. Well, if you're curious, go to the internet and click on KZST.com on Sonoma County's one and only KZST.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just a talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. As he goes left and you stay right.
Save a life.
Hi, Robert. Welcome to the Delilah program. What can I do for you?
I listen to you all the time. At least I have for the last 10 years, hoping somebody would call me. But I moved out of state for a while. Me and a girl were together. Her name is Michelle. And we was together for a brief time. And do you ever get that feeling? You know that that's the right person, but we were both with somebody else. And then I moved out of state for a while, and now I'm back. I've been back for like 4.5 years. And I had no way to really get a hold of her because I didn't know if she was still with somebody. I know she listened to your show all the time, so I was hoping I'd get a shout-out to her, and maybe she could call you and get in touch with me if she's not with somebody else.
All right, Robert, what's her name?
Michelle.
And you're back in the same area where you were when you were together?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so why don't you just pick some place that you would both know, like a Dairy Queen that you used to go to or something like that, and say, Michelle, if you're listening, this okay. Friday night, join Robert at where?
She used to come to where I used to work at. I worked at a car lot at the time.
Okay.
It's been a long time ago, but
if
the car lot is still there.
If Michelle is listening and she is not committed or married to somebody,
right?
Go meet Robert at his old place of employment. How's that?
That sounds great.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Tuned us in.
Sonoma County's radio station, KZST.
Disguises altruism like some kind of congress.